We are reading this morning a verse from the Narada Purana, which is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Dayanitai, please also bring along my copy of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I think it's on the heater. You know this. It's a brown volume. It's a very, very important verse which has a lot to do with our lecture this morning.
To je jako, jako važan stih koji je povezan sa našom lekcijom od ovog jutra.
Achira,
Eva,
Savata Siddhyati Esham Abhipsita Saddharmasya Vabodaya Yesham Nirbandini Matihi Achira Deva Sarvata
Achira Deva Sarvata
Siddhyat Yesham Abhipsita
Siddhyat Yesham Abhipsita
Saddharmasya Vabodaya
Saddharmasya Vabodaya
Yesham Nirbandini Matihi
Yesham Nirbandini
Achira Deva Sarvata
Achira Deva Sarvata
Siddhyat Yesham Abhipsita
Siddhyat Yesham Abhipsita
Saddharmasya Vabodaya
Saddharmasya Vabodaya
Yesham Nirbandini Matihi
Yesham Nirbandini Matihi
Please someone else. Disease, please.
Ćirat, vrlo uskoro, Eva, sigurno, Sarvartaha, cilj života, Sidjati, se ispunjava, Esham, tih osoba, Abhipsitaha, koji žele, Saddharmasya, put napredovanja u predanom služenju. Avabodaya, za razumijevanje. Yesham, oni kojima. Nirbandini, neodstupajuća. Matihi, inteligencija. Prevod, oni koji su jako željni da probude svoju duhovnu svjesnost i tako imaju neodstupajuću inteligenciju koja je bez devijacije, sigurno dostižu željeni cilj života vrlo uskoro. Smisao vrlo kratak. Ovaj stih koji je citiram iz Naradija Purane se može pronaći u Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu 1.2.103.
This verse appears, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This verse appears in the second wave, is also quoted in the second wave of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Ovaj stih se također citira u drugom talasu Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
The eastern section, second wave.
U istočnom dijelu, drugom talasu.
It's interesting that this verse is quoted both in the Chaitanya Charitamrita as well as in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Jako je interesantno da se ovaj stih navodi i u Chaitanya Charitamriti i u Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
It's from a work or a shastra which we often don't read in great detail, the Naradiya Purana.
On se nalazi u jednom dijelu, odnosno bolje reći šastri, koju ne čitamo tako detaljno iz Naradiya Purane.
Why is it so important?
I zašto je on tako bitan?
Because it describes that we should be aware of our goal while we practice bhakti.
Zato što on naglašava da moramo biti svjesni svoga cilja za vrijeme praktikovanja bhakti.
Yes. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it appears under the section Inquiry into Bhakti.
U Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu se pojavljuje u dijelu koje ima naslov Raspitivanje za vrijeme Bhakti.
We should have questions to Bhakti.
Mi smo trebali da imamo pitanja Bhakti.
And these are by no means only the oriental the questions searching for orientation which come up in the newcomer's mind.
I to nisu samo pitanja koja se pojavljuju za u svrhu orijentacije samo u osobama koje su tek došle.
No, on every stage we should see we are now here and we will how do we get to the next stage?
Ne, ta pitanja se trebaju uvijek postavljati, mi smo sada ovdje i kako da napredujemo do sljedećeg nivoa.
When this type of inquiry leaves your heart and mind, your bhakti will stagnate.
Kada ta vrsta raspitivanja napusti vaš um ili vaše srce, vaša bhakti će da stagnira.
In fact, our spiritual master is meant to tell us where he sees us at which stage and then to suggest ways and means how we will come from the present stage to the next stage. What is important for us? To climb up the or to go up the ladder, so to say.
Naš duhovni učitelj je namijenjen tome da nam kaže gdje nas on vidi, na kojem se nivou nalazimo i da nam onda da način kako da idemo na sljedeći nivo, da nam kaže šta je sada u tom trenutku za nas jako bitno.
In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this is one of the most important principles which is immediately revealed to us after the texts which tell us how important it is to accept a guru on our path.
U Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu je navedeno i ovo navedeno kako da napredujemo na našem putu na sljedeći korak.
The translation of another translation of this verse is those whose minds are attached to understanding bhakti to the Lord quickly attain all their desired goals.
U Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu imamo još jedan stih koji to opisuje. Kaže, oni čiji su umovi vezani za razumijevanje bhakti prema gospodinu, brzo razumijevaju sve njihove željene ciljeve. Dostižu njihove željene ciljeve.
I'm too full at the moment. You have nothing. I will pile the book. So, may I ask a winner? Please take this machine. Oh, it's hot like a stomach, this machine.
Can you find the Arthur Shikshas that have it in the introduction to the Bhagavatam, first
canto of the Bhagavatam? There's the whole. I would now like to take you on a journey.
Sad bih želio da vas povedem na jedno putovanje.
Philip, please come with me.
Philip, molim te, pođi sa mnom.
We will go now through the different stages of devotional service.
Sad ćemo proći kroz različite nivoe predanog služenja.
You are invited to find out where you are at the present moment.
Pozivam vas da otkrijete gdje se sada trenutno nalazite u ovom trenutku.
And you are invited to analyze what you should do to go to the next higher state.
I pozivam vas da analizirate šta je potrebno da uradite kako biste došli na sljedeći nivo.
This description comes at the final conclusion of the Nam Bhajan.
Ovaj opis dolazi u zaključku Nam Bhajana.
The first stage is called Shravana Dasha.
Ovaj prvi nivo se zove Shravana Dasha.
It's that blissful stage where a qualified individual hears from the guru about sadhya, that is the goal of spiritual practice, and sarana, the means to obtain the goal.
To je to blaženo stanje kada kvalificirani pojedinac sluša o sadani, o sadji, u stvari o svome cilju svoje prakse i sadani načinu kako da dođe do tog cilja.
On that stage you are instructed to you must chant without offenses.
Na tom stadiju dobijate instrukciju da morate mantrati bez uvreda.
And you are also taught how you can become qualified to chant the holy name.
I tada isto tako dobijate poduku kako možete postati kvalificirani da pjevate sveto ime.
Does any one of you know or remember at this moment what qualification you must attain to chant the holy name?
Da li se i kod vas u ovom trenutku sjeća koju kvalifikaciju morate imati kako biste pjevali sveto ime?
We are looking for a particular verse.
Tražimo određeni stih.
Taroiva sahishnuna amani nama nadena kirtaniya sadari. Kirtaniya sadari means if you want to continuously vibrate in the ecstatic waves of the ocean of the holy name, you must become more humble than the straw in the street.
Kirtaniya sadari, to znači da morate da vibrirate. Ako želite da vibrirate u ekstatičnim valovima okeana svetog imena, morate da budete ponizniji od travki na ulici.
May I ask you, what is more low than the straw in the street?
Mogli vas pitati šta se nalazi niže od travke na ulici?
And what is the qualification of that substance which is lower than the straw in the street?
I koja je kvalifikacija te supstancije koja se nalazi niže od travke na ulici?
After all, this is the instruction of the verse.
Na posljedku, to je uputa koju dobijamo od ovog stiha.
Think, what is under the straw in the street?
Razmislite, šta se nalazi ispod travke?
Atma vanji. Sorry? The dust. So, spiritual practice means to become like the dust. What does this mean? Should I become dust? This sounds as if I'm supposed to die. You know, from how do the Christians say? From earth to earth. from ashes to ashes. Is it like this? Or something like this.
I šta to sada znači da trebam postati u svojoj duhovnoj praksi poput prašine? Jel to znači da trebam da umrem kao što u kršćanstvu kažu od zemlje si u prah si, u prah ćeš se pretvoriti?
The earth or the dust is extremely tolerant.
Zemlja ili prašina, oni su ekstremno tolerantni.
When you go over straw, the straw protests after you have gone over it and goes goes up again and goes, don't do this again, please.
Kada nagazite na travku, ona se uvijek vrati gore i kaže, nemoj to više da bi uradio.
You know, when you step over grass, it goes, zip, after the...
Znate, kada stanete na travku, ona nakon nekog vremena se opet uzdigne.
Next time you come, it has a thorn for you.
I sljedeći put kad dođete, ona će spremiti trn za vas.
Oh, it's hard or something. The dust is extremely tolerant.
Prašna je ekstremno tolerantna.
And the dust is also very impressionable.
I prašnu možete da sabijete.
It learns.
I ona uči.
When you go with your stopala over the dust, then you can see this imprint or the printed stopala on the dust.
I kada sa svojim stopalom stanete u prašinu, možete da vidite svoj otisak, onako utisnut u nju.
So in this world, a devotee needs to become tolerant.
U ovom svijetu bhakta, za njega je potrebno da postane tolerantan.
Especially the Bhagavatam instructs us, this means to become tolerant to our karma.
I pogotovo Bhagavatam nas instruira da trebamo da budemo tolerantni prema svojoj karmi.
What is bound to happen has to happen. Don't resist it.
Ono što treba da se desi, to treba da se desi. Nemojte da se opirete.
You can't change the ups and downs of the material your material destiny because it comes according to your own order, your own karmic order, that means your own previously performed activities.
Vi ne možete da promijenite te stvari koje treba da vam se desi, te uspone i padove materijalne energije, jer to jednostavno je vezano da se desi zbog vašeg prethodnog djelovanja.
Don't waste your life to just change your material circumstances. Engage your life in uplifting your consciousness. That's where your slobodan, your freedom lies.
Nemojte protraćiti svoj život da promijenite svoje materijalne okolnosti, nego svoju energiju usmjerite u to da uzdignete svoju svjesnost i to gdje leži prava sloboda.
Only a tolerant person who is flexible is qualified to learn.
Samo tolerantna osoba koja je fleksibilna je kvalificirana da uči.
Someone who always offers resistance to everything will remain on the platform of his ego and not learn the lessons of life.
Osoba koja se uvijek opire, ona će uvijek ostati na nivou ega i neće naučiti svoje lekcije.
And when you are on the Shravana stage, you will learn another sweet secret.
I kada se nalazite na ovom Shravana nivou, naučit ćete još jednu slatku tajnu.
That is develop.
A to je razvijaj se.
Progress necessary.
Napredak, to je neophodno.
Develop in your this means especially develop your chanting.
To pogotovo znači da trebate da razvijate svoje mantranje.
So that you come to a stage where you are always together with Krishna and never separated from Krishna.
Kako biste došli na nivo da ste uvijek sa Krišnom, da nikada niste odvojeni od Krišne.
This means that you are always together with the holy name and never separated from the holy name.
To znači da ste uvijek sa svetim imenom i da nikada niste odvojeni od njega.
Even if you don't count your rounds, the name counts you.
Čak i ako ne brojite svoje krugove, sveto ime broji vas.
You sing.
Vi pjevate.
In your dreams you dream of Krishna.
U snovima vi sanjate Krishnu.
This is what development means.
To znači razvoj.
Never be separated from Krishna.
Nikada nemojte biti odvojeni od Krishne.
Then comes Varanadas.
Tada dolazi varana das.
The next step.
Sljedeći korak.
The step of acceptance.
Korak prihvatanja.
It is said this usually refers to initiation.
Rečeno je da se to obično odnosi na inicijaciju.
After the devotee has happily received his sets of beads at the time of initiation.
Nakon što je bhakta sa srećom prihvatio svoju brojancu za vrijeme inicijacije,
he will accept the holy name in his life.
On će prihvatiti sveto ime u svoj život.
And then the guru will give him his blessings.
I tada će mu guru dati svoje blagoslove.
This blessing of the guru is very important. It's called Shakti Sanchara.
Ovi blagoslovi duhovnog učitelja su jako bitni i oni se nazivaju Shakti Sanchara.
These blessings give you the Shakti.
Ti blagoslovi vam daju Shakti.
To go on with your chanting.
Da nastavite sa mantranjem.
You might remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer where he approaches his spiritual master and says, O Guru Maharaj, alone I have no strength to engage in chanting the holy name.
Možda se sjećate pjesme Bhaktivinoda Thakura u kojoj on pristupa svom duhovnom učitelju i kaže, o, ja sam po sebi, ja nemam snage da pjevam sveto ime.
Please give me your blessings.
Molim te, daj mi svoje blagoslove.
Varana means to accept.
Varana znači da prihvatamo.
Now I hear again, like in every lecture, devotees talking.
Sada kao na svakoj lekciji čujem bhakte kako pričaju.
Please accept that you have to be non-talking during the lectures.
Molim vas, prihvatite da ne možete pričati za vrijeme lekcije.
Hello. Yes, it refers to the vegetable cutters.
Da, to se odnosi na vas koji sjeckate povrće.
Please accept.
Molim vas, prihvatite.
Without accepting new things into our lives, we will stagnate.
Bez prihvatanja novih stvari u našem životu, mi ćemo da stagniramo.
This is Varana Das.
To je Varana Das.
The stage of acceptance.
Nivo na kojem prihvatamo.
It's very psychological if you think about this. First you hear and then you accept.
Ovo je jako psihološki, ako malo razmislite, prvo slušate, onda prihvatate.
Like food.
Poput hrane.
You accept prasadam, we say.
Mi kažemo da prihvatamo prasadam.
If you never would eat prasadam,
ako nikada ne biste jeli prasadam,
I will talk now in a language which is easily understandable after Bhima Nirja Ekadasi.
Sada ću govoriti jezikom koji se može vrlo lako razumjeti nakon Bhima Nirja Ekadasi.
If you don't accept prasadam, how will you get strength?
Ako ne uzmete prasadam, kako ćete dobiti snagu?
How will you get the cellular functions and yin yang and whatever? How will it work?
Kako će vaše ćelije dobiti snagu, yin yang i te stvari? Kako će ikad to profunkcionisati?
And you know, when you accept prasadam, do you know this is a very important thing which happens?
I da li znate, vi kada uzimate prasadam, događa se jedna jako bitna stvar.
The prasadam will work within you.
Prasadam će da radi nešto unutar vas.
I think you all know that once a devotee gave a very demoniac person for 10 years prasadam.
Mislim da znate primjer kada jedan bhakta davao jednoj osobi koja je bila jako demonski nastrojena, 10 godina joj davao prasadam.
This person was the owner of a factory who always chased the devotees away who were distributing books to his workers.
Ta osoba druga je bila vlasnik jedne tvornice koji je uvijek tjerao bhakte koji su tu dijelili knjige radnicima.
It was in Sydney, Australia.
To se desilo u Sydney u Australiji.
This demon would always bring the devotees with police force away from his factory.
Ovaj demon bi uvijek otjerao bhakte sa policijom iz njegove tvornice.
There were 20,000 workers.
A tu je radilo oko 20,000 radnika.
So one clever devotee gave a package of the bona fide Krishna cookies to one of the workers who every day brought this owner of the factory this bag of Krishna cookies.
Jedan pametni bhakta bi svaki dan dao jednom radniku u toj fabrici jedno pakovanje bona fide Krishna kolačića koji bi mu svaki dan tom vlasniku ih nosio.
Usually all of the cells in the body change after 7 years.
Uobičajeno da se sve ćelije u tijelu promijene u toku 7 godina.
This demon needed 10 years.
Ali ovom demonu je bilo potrebno 10 godina.
Then the prasharam was in it, gave him a new favorable body for Krishna consciousness.
I ovaj prasadan mu je nakon tog vremena dao tijelo koje je bilo povoljno za svjesnost Krišne.
And when the devotees asked if they could distribute books in his near his factory or to the workers of the factory, he said, "Yes, I've been waiting for you."
I kada su ga bakte tog vlasnika te fabrike pitali da li mi možemo da distribuiramo knjige tvojim radnicama, on je rekao da, ja sam vas čekao.
The treatment, the prasadam treatment was successful.
Prasadam tretman je bio uspješan.
And you know, the devotee who gave this worker this bag of Krishna cookies told the worker, never tell him from where it's coming. Don't tell him it's prasadam. Just say there's some very friendly young gentleman who wants your that you have a healthy stomach. Here is the cookies for him.
I taj bakta koji je spremao to pakovanje Krišna kolačića koji je davao tom radniku, on je govorio, nemoj samo reći od koga si dobio, reci, to je samo neki fini gospodin koji želi da ti imaš dobro zdravlje.
So accepting prasadam can change a person.
Tako prihvatanje prasadama može da promijeni osobu.
When you start to accept Krishna consciousness, not only in dress, but in heart, you will be changed because it works within you.
I kada počnete da prihvatate svjesnost Krišne, ne samo u vidu odjeće, nego zaista u srcu, vidjet ćete kako velike promjene će se početi da dešavaju iznutra.
And it prepares you for the next step.
I to vas priprema za sljedeći korak.
Smarana das.
Smarana das.
This means that you always remember Krishna.
To znači da se uvijek sjećate Krišne.
An example is given, like when you pour out liquid honey, there is an uninterrupted stream of honey from the opening of the bottle to where the honey goes.
Dat je primjer kao kada iz tegle sa medom počnemo da ga sipamo, bit će jedan neprekinuti tok meda iz tegle do tog mjesta gdje on pada.
So if you have heard and accepted, your stream of remembrance will come of Krishna like an uninterrupted stream of slatki med.
Kada čujete i prihvatite, onda će ta struja neprekinutog, odnosno tok neprekinutog sjećanja na Krišnu će da poteče baš kao ta neprekinuti tok meda.
Finally you will be in trance.
I konačno bit ćete u transu.
Once there was a Kshatriya from Rajasthan who was very often meditating about Krishna.
Jednom je bio jedan kshatriya iz Rajasthana koji je jako često razmišljao, meditirao o Krišni.
And he was riding on his horse next to his warlord. Warlord is like the superior, it's like a king, the king.
I on je često jahao na svome konju uz svog kralja.
The time had come where he would offer Krishna food, but he was not where his deity was. He was on a horse riding into battle.
I došlo bi vrijeme kada bi trebao da ponudi hranu Krishna, ali on nije bio tamo gdje su bila njegova božanstva, on je išao u rat.
So he decided to put his chada while he was riding on the horse over his head so that his master wouldn't see what he would be doing. He was riding like this.
I onda bi on u to vrijeme stavio svoj čador preko glave kako njegov gospodar ne bi vidio šta on radi, tako on jahao na ovaj način.
And in his mind, because he was not where his deity was, he was offering fresh jokot to his deity.
I onda bi on u svom umu, pošto nije bio tamo gdje su bila njegova božanstva, počeo da nudi svježi jogurt svom božanstvu.
So the king next to whom he rode thought, well, my warrior has fallen asleep on the conch, on the horse.
I taj kralj je pomislio, pa moj ratnik ovaj ovdje, on je zaspao.
And he gave him a slap.
I onda ga je udario.
And the chadar fell.
I čador mu je spao.
All of a sudden the king saw.
I odjednom kralj je vidio.
There was yogurt splatting all over the horse, all over his warrior, everywhere yogurt.
I onda je vidio kako posuda počeo da se prospa jogurt po konju, po njegovom ratniku, posuda ga je bilo.
Because this person was in trance, he was offering the yogurt to his deity, and it, the offering had become disturbed, almost as if you take your hand and bang on a yogurt bowl, it comes all over you.
To je zato što ova osoba je bila u transu. On je nudio to, ta jogurt. A to bi bilo isto kao da držite jogurt u ruci i da udarite po toj ruci.
I saw Prabhupada a few times in this trance.
Ja sam nekoliko puta vidio Prabhupada u tom transu.
Usually he would cry in ecstatic love of Godhead.
Obično bi plakao u ekstatičnoj ljubavi prema gospodinu.
But once in Hamburg, Prabhupada did something unusual.
Ali jednom u Hamburgu Prabhupada je učinio nešto jako neobičajno.
He was like a yogi in Samadhi.
Bio je poput jogija u Samadiju.
And he was walking on a ray of a sun towards the sun.
I hodao je na poput jogija na tom, na jednoj zraci sunca prema suncu.
These are great personalities.
To su velike osobe.
But even us small personalities, we are supposed to come to the stage of Smaranam. That is a state where we never forget Krishna.
Ali čak i mi male osobe bismo trebali da dođemo do tog nivoa smarane kada se uvijek sjećamo Krishne.
And when you have then you are ready to come to the next level.
I tada ste spremni da dođete na sljedeći nivo.
It's called apanadas, or where you attain your spiritual form.
Taj nivo se zove apanadas, odnosno nivo na kojem dostižete svoj duhovni oblik.
First you will just see it for a moment and then it will be gone.
Prvo ćete to vidjeti samo na trenutak i on će nestati.
Just like first you see Krishna almost like a lightning flash in a dark night.
To je isto kao da vidite Krishnu koji je poput munje u tamnoj noći.
After you have seen Krishna for the first time, that's the stage of Bhava, where he just quickly shows himself in his beautiful form, you will be totally in ecstasy.
I isto kao da kad prvi put vidite Krishnu, a to će biti na nivou Bhave, kada se on samo za trenutak pojavi, vi ćete biti potpuno u ekstazi.
But at that time you will also your material life will be finished.
Ali tada isto tako vaš materijalni život će biti završen.
You have only one question in that life. Where is Krishna? How can I see him again? Because he's the sweetest, or let us say the most profound realization, which you, after you have seen him once, you just have to see him again and again and again.
I tada ćete imati samo jedno pitanje. Gdje je Krishna i kako mogu opet da ga vidim? Jer to je najbolje opisati kada ga jednom vidite u njegovoj slatkoj formi. Moći ćete se pitati samo i željet ćete da ga vidite samo iznova i iznova.
Near Nandagram there lived once a Babaji who was worshipping Krishna and Balaram every day.
Pored Nandagrama je živio jedan Babaji koji je svaki dan obožavao Krishna i Balarama.
He was growing older and older and older.
On je bivao sve stariji, stariji, stariji.
And sadder and sadder and sadder because he had not yet seen Krishna.
Bio je sve tužniji, tužniji, tužniji zato što više još nije vidio Krishna.
One day he decided, I give up my worship of Krishna and Balaram. They are not kind to me.
Jednog dana je odlučio, ja ću da odustanem od ovog obožavanja Krishna i Balarama. Oni nisu dobri prema meni.
So he left his deity in the temple and started to go towards Vashana, the place of Radharani. He thought Radharani is maybe more merciful than Krishna Balaram.
I onda je on ostavio svoje božanstvo u tom hramu gdje je bio i onda se uputio prema Varšani i pomislio Radharani je sigurno milostivija od Krišne i Balarama.
Now all the villagers from Nandagram said, Baba, where are you going?
I svi seljani iz Nandagrama su rekli, pa Baba, gdje ti ideš?
I'm going to Varsana. This Krishna is too much.
Idem u Varsanu, ovaj Krishna jednostavno too much.
But you are 80 years old.
Ali Baba, tebi je 80 godina.
Any time your time might come.
I svakom trenutku tvoje vrijeme može da se završi. And
who should worship Krishna Balaram, please? Any idea?
I ko će da obožava Krishna Balarama? Imaš neku ideju?
The deities will be hungry.
Božanstva će biti gladna.
I don't care.
Briga me.
Let them fast.
Neka poste.
It's just not fair.
To jednostavno nije fair.
I'm worshipping them since I'm a little orphan.
Obožavam ih još od kako sam bio jedno malo siroče.
I have placed all my hopes in Krishna Balaram.
Sve svoje nade sam položio u Krishnu i Balarama.
They have not accepted me.
I oni me nisu prihvatili.
I'm going to Radha. Jai Sri Radha.
I sada idem do Radhe. Jai Sri Radha.
What can you do with such a baba?
Šta možete učiniti sa takvim babom?
One by one, each of the villagers, you know, stayed back.
I sve jedan po jedan od tih seljana su se povukli nazad.
At the end, there were only two boys left.
I na kraju ostala su još samo dva dječaka.
Who said, but they are hungry.
I oni su rekli, pa oni su gladni.
They are hungry for your worship, Krishna Balaram, and also they need some milk at least, something for the stomach.
Krishna Balaram su gladni tvog obožavanja, a isto tako nešto i za hranu, nešto za stomak.
No, their problem.
Ne, to je njihov problem.
Baba, we request you.
Baba, mi te molimo.
Return.
Vrati se.
No.
Ne.
My decision is made.
Ja sam donio odluku.
When he said like this.
I kada je to rekao?
All of a sudden he noticed a plow over the shoulder of one of the boys. And he heard a flute. This other boy took a flute to his lips.
I ove babe odjednom je vidio plug koji je bio preko ramena od jednog dječaka i čuo je flautu koju drugi dječak svirao.
And as the Babaji looked with eyes opening in transcendental amazement, he saw Krishna Balaram manifesting out of these village boys right before his vision.
I dok je baba gledao tu dvojicu dječaka, on je onda očima koje su se počele širiti u transcendentalnoj zapanjenosti vidio kako se Krishna i Balaram manifestuju iz ova dva dječaka.
Next morning the villagers found him in a ditch.
I sljedeće jutro seljani su ga našli u nekoj rupi.
He was chanting, Jai Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram.
I on je pjevao samo, Jai Krishna Balaram.
He was very old.
Bio je jako star.
Bring me back to the deities.
Odneste me nazad do božanstava.
I need to cook something.
Moram im nešto skuhati.
Only after a few days this blissful Babaji went home back to Krishna Balaram.
I tek nakon nekoliko dana ovaj blaženi Babaji je otišao natrag kući Krišni Balaram.
This is called Apanadas. Your spiritual form is given to you.
Ovo se zove Apanadas, gdje vam je dat vaš duhovni oblik.
This first Krishna Balaram or your deities of your heart appear like a flash in a dark night.
Prvo se Krishna Balaram ili božanstva vašeg srca se pojavljuju poput munje.
For a moment only.
Samo na trenutak.
Have you ever been in a dark night and lost your orientation? Then you will appreciate a flash because all of a sudden everything is clear to you.
Da li ste se ikad nalazili u tamnoj noći da ste se izgubili i onda bi bilo kako svjetlo bi bilo jako dobro da biste se mogli ponovo naći.
You can see.
Možete da vidite tada.
And then you want to go.
I onda želite da
to
idete.
The goal. of your life.
Do cilja vašeg života.
Finally, you know, at the stage of apana, the devotee is still staying in the material world.
Na ovom nivou apana, bhakta još uvijek ostaje u materijalnom svijetu.
He's fully surrendered.
On je potpuno predan.
He's on the state of divine emotions called bhava.
On se nalazi na nivou božanskih emocija koje se zove bhava.
And then Krishna takes him and makes him one of his associates in his lila in this world.
I onda ga Krishna uzima i učini ga jednim od svojih pratilaca u duhovnom svijetu.
This is a journey of the chanter in this world.
To je put koji će da pređe osoba koja mantra u ovom svijetu.
Jai Gopal, you should be enthusiastic for this journey.
Jai Gopal, ti bi trebao da budeš entuzijastičan
you
da kreneš
feel,
ovim putem.
This is also my journey.
Trebaš osjećati, ovo je isto tako put kojim ja trebam da idem.
I so much want to make this journey.
Ja toliko želim da krenem tim putem.
And you must become qualified now to go on this journey.
Sada moraš postati kvalificiran da kreneš na to putovanje.
Go into the school of the Trinada Pishloka.
Idi u školu Trinada Pistiha.
At every time in your life you should know this is what is expected for me.
I u svakom trenutku svog života bi trebalo da znaš ovo je ono što se očekuje od mene.
Then slowly practice verse 4 of Shikshamrita. What is it? Shikshamrita. Shikshastakam. Shikshastakam, yes.
I on praktikuje četvrti stih Shikshastake.
Shikshastakam means, the fourth shloka means you have to learn to chant without motivation.
Četvrti stih Shikshastake govori da bismo trebali da mantramo bez motivacije.
No other motivation than pleasing Krishna.
Bez bilo koje druge motivacije osim da zadovoljimo Krishnu.
O Almighty Lord.
O svemogući gospodine.
Or we can chant in Sanskrit. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam mam jagadishakamani mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatat bhakti aituki. Yes. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth.
O svemoćni gospodine, ja nemam želje da gomilam bogatstvo.
Nor do I desire beautiful women or beautiful men.
Niti želim prelijepe žene ili prelijepe muškarce.
I don't want any number of followers.
Ne želim nijednog sljedbenika.
My only desire is to want your causeless devotional service bear birth after birth.
Moja jedina želja je da dostignem tvoje predano služenje, život sa životom.
See, when you perform bhakti, you should not be like the servant of the king.
Vidite, kada praktikujete bhakti, ne biste trebali da budete poput sluge kralja.
The servant of the king may fan the king.
Sluga kralja može da ga hladi.
But in his heart is something else than service.
Ali u njegovom srcu je nešto drugo.
He may think, oh, this old idiot.
On može, recimo, razmišljati, o, ovaj stari idiot.
I hope my time is soon over.
Nadam se da ću uskoro završiti.
So that I can go to my home and play with my children.
Da bi se mogao vratiti kući i igrati se sa djecom.
No, inside your heart you must have the same as the outside.
Ne, u vašem srcu morate da imate isto kao što imate izvan njega.
Then, after you have learned to chant without motivation, a new school is a class is waiting for you.
I onda kada naučite da mantrate bez motivacije, čeka vas sljedeća lekcija.
You should know that you need help.
Morate znati da vam je potrebna pomoć.
You should sincerely pray to Krishna, I need your help.
Morate se iskreno moliti Krišni, potrebna mi je tvoja pomoć.
Please chant with me. Ayi nanda tanuya kinkadam patitam mam viśame bhavam buro shivaya tava pada pankaja sthiti dulisam samvichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna,
O sin Maharaj Nanda Krishna,
I am your eternal servitor.
Ja sam tvoj vječni sluga.
Yet somehow or other I have fallen into the Serbian ocean of birth and death.
I nekako sam pao u okean rođenja i smrti.
Please pick me up from this ocean of death.
Molim te, izvadi me iz ovog okeana smrti.
And place me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet.
I stavi me kao česticu prašine na tvoje lotosova stopala.
Devotee should enter this sincere longing for Krishna.
Bhakta bi trebao da uđe u ovo iskreno žudnje za Krishna.
Then Krishna quickly will come and the devotee is ready for the next stage.
I onda će Krishna brzo doći i Bhakta je spreman za sljedeći nivo.
That stage is desiring for the state is called desiring perfection.
I taj sljedeći nivo se zove da želimo savršenstvo.
Yuga itam nimeshena shakshusha pravisha itam sunya itam jagat savam govindam itam. Sorry, I made a mistake. Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tathapita niyamita smarane nakala. Bhagavan mamapi evamidisham na janina nuraga. Oh my Lord!
O moj gospodine,
when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love?
Kada će moje oči biti ukrašene sa suzama ljubavi?
Flowing constantly when I chant your holy name.
Koje će neprestano teći dok pjevam tvoje sveto ime?
When will my voice choke up?
Kada će moj glas biti zagušen?
And when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name?
I kada će mi se koža ješti dok budem izgovarao tvoje ime?
Do you know what chanting means?
Da li znate šta znači mantranje?
It means to chant and simultaneously cry for Krishna.
To znači da mantramo i u isto vrijeme plačemo za Krishna.
Like a little child cries for the mother.
Kao što malo dijete plače za svoju majku.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses himself like this: bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhana. Krandana. It means bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga. Oh, my dear devotees, the treasure of bhakti yoga means to chant while you do krandana, crying.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se izrazio na ovaj način i on je rekao: bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, blago bhakti yoga, da pjevamo i da plačemo za Krishna.
Then you are ready for the school of the next two verses which the Chikshastakam says.
I onda ste spremni za školu sljedeća dva stiha koja navodi Chikshastaka.
You are ready to become a servant of Srimati Radharani.
Spremni ste da postanete sluga Srimati Radharani.
You understand Radha serves Krishna the best.
Vi imate razumijevanje da Radha najbolje služi Krishna.
And you will go now into her school.
I sada ćete da odete u njenu školu.
And become fit for service of Radha and Krishna.
I postate sposobni da služite Radu i Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has very wonderfully described how the soul at that time thinks of himself as a herself.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur opisuje kako osoba u tom trenutku razmišlja o sebi kao ženskoj osobi.
Do you know that you are not a woman? No, sorry, a man.
Da li znate da vi niste muškarci?
Do you also know that you are not a woman like you will find in this world?
Da li isto tako znate da vi niste žena kao što to se podrazumijeva u ovom svijetu?
The Chandogya Upanishad informs us that the soul is neither male nor female, like you find in this word.
Чандогья Упанишада нас обовještava kako mi nismo ni muškarac ni žena od ovog svijeta.
Sometimes devotees have heard about the Radha Dasya, that is of the Manjaris who are servants of Srimati Radharani, and they think, well, we are all female.
Ponekad bakte čuju o sluškinjama Radharani, o manđarima koje služe i razumijevaju da mi smo svi žene.
But not female like here with all the mentalni, emocionalski, vevski, ups and downski.
Ali ne kao žene ovoga svijeta sa svim mentalnim, emocionalnim usponima i padovima.
I mean, men are also up and down. I don't want to say that women are the only ones who are ups and downs.
I muškarci isto imaju uspone i padove. Neću da kažem da samo žene to imaju.
It means in a transcendental way you are giving pleasure to Krishna.
Mislio sam na to da na transcendentalan način dajete zadovoljstvo Krishna.
Krishna is like the moon.
Krishna je poput mjeseca.
And next to him is the star of Srimati Radharani.
Pored njega je zvijezda Srimati Radharani.
There's Krishna Chandra and then Radhe.
Znači tu su Krishna Chandra i
and
Radhe.
Then around her, Radharani, there are other smaller stars, the Sakis, and then come still smaller stars, that is the servants or the Manjaris.
A oko Radharani, onda su još manje zvijezde, to su njene Saki, a onda oko njih još manje zvijezde, to su Manjaris.
And they are all in this firmament of the spiritual sky.
I one se sve nalaze na tom duhovnom nebu.
So the devotee prays to these Manjaris at this stage, oh, one day I will walk on the forest path of Vrindavan.
I onda se bakta na ovom nivou moli manđarima, o, možda jednog dana ću hodati kroz šumu Vrindavana.
O Ananga Manjari, when will you come and meet me on this forest path?
O Ananga Manjari, kada ćeš doći, kada ćemo se sresti na tom šumskom putu?
And you will say, oh, is someone new?
O, ona će reći, ovdje neko novi.
And when will you bring me to Lalita Sakhi?
I kada ćeš me odvesti do Lalita Sakhi?
Where I will be trained to serve Radha and Krishna.
Kada ću dobiti obuku da kako da služim Radu i Krishna?
Oh, when will Vishakha Devi come and teach me how to play the beautiful instruments for the divine couple?
O, kada će doći Vishakha Devi i kada će me naučiti da sviram instrumente za božanski par?
And when will I be introduced to Rupa Manjari?
I kada će biti predstavljen Rupa Manjari?
And when will Rupa Manjari say, hey, hey?
I kada će Rupa Manjari reći, hey, hey?
Look there.
Pogledaj tamo.
Who's coming?
Vidi ko to dolazi.
And then I will see on the forest path a wave of blue and yellow color.
I onda ću na tom šumskom putu vidjeti talas plave i žute boje.
And I will be overwhelmed by the most beautiful darshan of Radha and Krishna.
I bit ću preplavljen sa predivnom vizijom Rade i Krishne.
Yes. And Krishna will say,
i Krishna će reći,
oh dear friend,
o dragi prijatelj,
I have been carefully holding a treasure for you.
Ja sam pažljivo čuvao jedno blago za tebe.
You alone have rights to this treasure.
Samo ti imaš pravo na to blago.
You have rejected me long ago.
Davno si me odbacio.
And you fell under the spell of my energy of illusion.
I pao si pod očaravajući utisak moje iluzorne energije.
Again and again I have given you great attention.
Iznova i iznova sam ti poklanjao veliku pažnju.
Finally you woke up.
I konačno ti si se probudio.
And you said to your body and mind, I'm not identical with you.
I rekao se svom umu i tijelu, ja nisam identičan sa vama.
Now, as far as I am concerned, my dear soul, you have attained me by your own efforts.
И што се мене тиче, ти си сада, моја драга душа, ти си ме достигао својим собственим напором.
Oh, I'm so extremely pleased with you.
Тако сам страшно задоволен со тобом.
Serve my ever fresh pleasurable form.
Служи моја увек младу, мој млади облик.
And play with me in the endless ocean of bliss.
И играј се со мном у овом непрегледном океану блаженства.
Do not fear any longer.
Nemoj se više bojati.
Stop your lamentation.
Prestani sa žaljenjem.
Maybe you don't know it, but you have attained your eternal life of bliss now.
Možda još ne znaš, ali ti si dostigao svoj vječni život blaženstva sada.
Oh, I'm so thankful to you.
Tako sam ti zahvalan.
You have cut all chains of material attachment.
Presjekao si sve vezanosti za materijalni život.
I will never be able to repay the depth of love you have shown.
Nikada neću moći da se odužim za dubinu ljubavi koju si ti pokazao.
At that time the soul cries.
I u tom trenutku duša plače.
Krishna says, be naturally satisfied in your service.
I Krishna kaže, budi prirodno zadovoljan u svojoj službi.
Aren't these wonderful words which give us hope?
Nisu li ovo predivne riječi koje nam daje nadu?
This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur explaining.
Ovako to objašnjava Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
The holy name, in other words, will all of a sudden show himself as Krishna.
Drugim riječima, sve to ime će se odjednom pokazati svoj oblik Krishne.
As Radha and Krishna.
Kao Radha i Krishna.
I sometimes think of the holy name as I sometimes think of the holy name as a king and a queen.
Ja ponekad o svetom imenu razmišljam kao o kralju i kraljici.
They have come into this world.
Oni su došli u ovaj svijet.
Radha and Krishna have come in the disguise of the holy name.
Radha i Krishna su došli u maski svetog imena.
And they knock at our heart.
I oni kucaju na vrata našeg srca.
Who's there?
Ko je to?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Wouldn't you like to chant Hare Krishna?
Želiš li da pjevaš Hare Krishna?
I'm not sure.
Nisam baš siguran.
After half a year.
Nakon pola godine.
Would you like to now chant Hare Krishna?
Da li želiš sada da pjevaš Hare Krishna?
I'm already chanting.
Već pjevam.
No, you not. You chant with offenses.
Ne, ti pjevaš sa mantraš sa uvredama.
So we again after some time.
I onda opet nakon nekog vremena.
Would you like to chant now?
Da li bi sad želio da mantraš?
Finally we may say yes.
I konačno možda ćemo reći da.
At that time we enter into the school of chanting.
I u tom trenutku ulazimo u školu pjevanja mantranja.
Then one day these two say, come with us.
I onda konačno jedan dan njih dvoje kažu, pođi sa nama.
And on this most blissful day they bring us into the palace.
I na taj najblaženiji dan oni nas odvode u palaču.
Their own palace.
Njihovu palaču.
We want to know who resides on the two empty thrones in this palace.
I to kada dođemo mi želimo da znamo ko prebiva tu na ta dva prazna trona.
And then Hare Krishna or Radha and Krishna.
I onda Hare Krishna
smile at us.
Radha i Krishna nam se nasmiješe.
And they sit down on the throne.
I sjednu na taj tron.
There's a crown.
I tu je kruna.
Everyone chants mantras to glorify them.
Svi pjevaju mantre kako bi ih slavili.
And we notice the two who brought two syllables, Hare, or two names, Hare and Krishna, who brought us out of this world. They are Radha and Krishna themselves.
I onda vidimo da ta, te dvije riječi, Hare Krishna, Te dvije riječi koje su nas odvele iz materijalnog svijeta, to su oni, Rada i Krishna.
They have come in a form in which they could, we could accept them, because as the king and the queen, we didn't want to accept them, because we are king.
Oni su došli u obliku u kojem smo ih mogli prihvatiti. Oni nisu mogli doći kao kralj i kraljica zato što mi želimo da smo mi kralj.
On the material consciousness we don't like to accept Krishna and to surrender to him because we are the rulers of our lives.
U materijalnoj svjesnosti mi nismo htjeli da prihvatimo Krishnu kao onoga koji upravlja sa nama, zato što smo mi ti koji upravljamo sa svojim životima.
So out of his mercy, their mercy, Radha and Krishna come to us in the most acceptable form, the Hare Krishna mantra, and then take us on a journey and finally reveal themselves as they are.
I tako iz svoje milosti Radha i Krishna dolaze kao Hare Krishna mantra i odvode nas dalje da bi nam se jednog dana pokazali kao Radha i Krishna.
My dear devotees, please make this journey.
Moji dragi bhakte, molim vas, krenite na to putovanje.
Don't be obstinate. Stubborn.
A nemojte biti tvrdoglavi.
Please do this journey.
Molim vas, krenite na to putovanje.
Or please be at least ready to inquire into the journey and the different stations and the different qualifications which are necessary.
Ili makar budite željni da saznate o tim različitim nivoima ili kvalifikacijama za te nivoje.
Krishna is so merciful. Why shouldn't we be a little bit surrendered to him?
Krishna je tako milosti. Zašto ne bismo bili malo više predani njemu?
Why should we not serve him?
Zašto ga ne bismo služili?
This is not fair.
To jednostavno nije fair.
He does everything for us.
On radi sve za nas.
We also have to do some little reciprocation.
Mi bismo trebali makar malo da uzvratimo.
And this is in the holy name, in the form of how we chant.
I to je u svetom imenu, načinu kako mantramo.
So I certainly wish you all the best in this endeavor.
I zaista vam želim sve najbolje u trudu.
May your journey be very quickly successful.
Neka vaš put bude jako brzo uspješan.
I'm very happy that I could deliver this three talks on this subject.
Jako sam sretan da sam mogao dati ove tri lekcije na ovu temu.
Much more can be said.
Puno više bi se moglo reći.
And at another time will be said.
I neki drugi put će biti rečeno.
But for now I want to just tell you Krishna is waiting for you.
Ali za sada bih vam želio reći da vas Krishna čeka.
Do you also notice how merciful he is with the weather?
Da li ste isto tako primijetili koliko je milostiv sa vremenom?
He even has given us water back.
Čak nam je vratio vodu.
I think this summer camp is very auspicious because, you know, it rains during the night when we are sleeping or trying to sleep with our snoring neighbors next to us.
Vidite, on nam daje kišu koja pada preko noći dok spavamo ili dok pokušavamo spavamo s naše susjede koji hrču.
I mean, when your neighbor does so much hrčati, you can come here and sleep in the temple room. No problem.
Ako vaš susjed previše hrče, onda možete da dođete ovdje u temple room i da spavate. Nije problem.
It's the refugee camp.
Ovo je prihvatilište za izbjeglice.
But what I wanted to say, it rains in the night. I find this very, very far out, you know.
Vidite, ovdje pada kiša preko noći, to je zaista izvanredno.
It's amazing. Krishna gives us the coolness for the week by always making it in the night cool so that we don't that we can do everything we want to do in the very sunlit day.
To je nevjerovatno, Krishna nas ohladi tako preko noći kako bismo mogli preko dana raditi svašta.
It said when Maharaj Yudhishthira, the pure devotee, was reigning, not rain, you know, ruling, then it rained in the night. Not during the day.
kada je Maharadž Jutištir, koji je bio čisti bhakta, kada je on upravljao sa svijetom, kako je kiša padala uvijek tako preko noći, nikad preko dana.
So in this week Krishna is just very merciful to us.
I tu vidimo kako je Krishna jako milostiv prema nama.
You are now in the half of the summer camp, a little bit more than half of the summer camp is over. It's went very fast.
I sada je prošlo već malo više od pola kampa, prošlo jako brzo.
We are slowly going towards the end.
Polako se krećemo prema kraju.
It's Wednesday, am I correct? Yeah, Wednesday.
Danas je srijeda.
Please remain such wonderful summer camp devotees.
Molim vas, ostanite tako divni bhakte ovog ljetnog kampa.
Especially I notice how very nicely all of you are chanting. It's really overwhelming to see you in such good devotional moods.
Pogotovo sam primijetio kako lijepo mantranje i jako lijepo vidite tako devocijsko raspoloženje.
I personally have observed that this is my best summer camp since the beginning of summer camps. Long, long ago in Slovenia we had our first summer camp in the Balkan areas.
I moja observacija je da je ovo za mene najbolji kamp od početka održavanja ljetnih kampova. Prvi smo imali u Sloveniji na ovom području Balkana.
What I have noticed is that from the first day you were all on a very high level of consciousness, not like the other years where preaching was so difficult to the devotees, you know, because they came from all stressed out here, stressed out there. You were immediately with Krishna consciousness, purno snaga.
I primijetio sam da ste već na samom početku došli na jako visokom nivou svjesnosti, da nije bilo da dolazite iz nekih stresnih situacija odavde i odavde, nego već ste bili na samom početku sa puno snage. Yes.
Please keep your high level of Krishna consciousness. Please also think of the many things which you still might like to do during the summer camp.
Molim vas, ostanite na tom visokom nivou svjesnosti Krišne i razmislite šta biste još mogli da uradite do kraja kampa.
Maybe you didn't have time to talk to all the devotees you wanted to talk.
Možda ste već imali dovoljno vremena da razgovarate sa svim baktama sa kojima ste željeli da razgovarate.
Maybe you still need to have some questions, spiritual questions answered so that you can go on.
Možda vam je još potrebno da dobijete neke odgovore na duhovna pitanja da biste mogli da nastavite.
Or maybe you need to purchase a book which is available on the book markets.
Možda treba da kupite neku knjigu koja je dostupna ovde na štandovima.
Or maybe you have not yet had the pleasure to be there for Mangal Arati.
Ili možda još niste imali to zadovoljstvo da budete ovdje na Mangal Arati.
Or maybe your chanting has been a little bit on tense place because there's so many things happening.
I možda je vaše mantranje bilo do sada na 10. mjestu od svih tih stvari koje se događaju.
Whatever it is, please remain focused.
Šta god je, molim vas, ostanite fokusirani.
You can get a lot out of such a gathering.
Možete dobiti puno od ovakvog okupljanja.
And today our Gaura Gaura Gauranga shouting Jai Pataka Maharaj comes.
Danas dolazi naš Jai Pataka Maharaj koji uvijek viče Gaura Gaura Gaura.
He's full with Gauranga and Gauranga's mercy for all of us, I think.
On je pun Gaurangine milosti za sve nas.
Our Krishna Chaitraprabhu, as far as I've heard, is also starting his journey from Bulgaria today to come here.
I koliko sam čuo i Krishna Chaitraprabhu, isto je krenuo iz Bugarske danas prema ovamo.
Yes, someone knows there. Someone knows?
Jel neko zna?
Sorry? Here? So he is coming today, 11:30. I would be surprised if he is if he can say when he comes. Yes, but yes.
Znači, on bi danas trebao vjerovatno da dođe u pola 12.
We want to celebrate the rice eating festival.
Želimo da proslavimo Panihati festival jedime riže.
And tomorrow we have some amazing presentation. Some ninjas will fly through the air for us.
I sutra ćemo imati jednu nevjerovatnu prezentaciju, neki ninja će da lete po zraku za nas.
And we will also learn how to do some ninja exercise.
I mi ćemo isto da naučimo kako da radimo neke ninja vježbe.
Also I wanted to say today for the first time we will have our manas teaching us tai chi. Is correct?
I danas ćemo isto po prvi put imati našeg manasa koji će da nas pouči nekim vježbama tai chi.
And Sachit, this is the work of Madhva Muni. Madhva Muni ji, you have to do this because I don't know. Where is he?
Ne.
Must be somewhere. Eating prasada most probably.
Madhva Muni vjerovatno jede prasada negdje.
This is what I will do also now.
To ću ja sada da uradim.
No, actually, I had a little energy prasadam, macrobiotic energy prasadam. Yeah.
Ne, već sam uzeo nešto prasadam.
So, Kishori, do you know what is happening? He's... What? He's coming. So please remain here. There he's coming. So sympathetic it was Madhva Muni. Muniji! Desi!